There we go.
Look out, everyone, they're back. Love and hate them. The Bobble Bobble Boys are coming in for a brand new episode. Join Dakota and Chris on Saturdays and Sundays for in-depth discussions on worlds among us and beyond. Exciting developments into their journeys, amazing guests, and stories that'll make anyone crazy and hairless.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we have lost our co-host. He just disappeared. Did you see that there, Neil? He just disappeared.
Oh, there he is.
We can't hear you. His cat has been nibbling the wire. That's his excuse.
It's not an excuse, fucker.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined tonight by Saw's Lost Souls. Neil,
hey.
How are you tonight? This will be your second interview. This will be the second time you've been interviewed, is it not?
Yeah.
The first time I met you was on Emerald Isles Paranormal Researchers.
Oh, Lulu, if you're in the show, then yeah, drink, take a shot. You said it.
I'm not used to this. I'm not used to these interviews.
You'll become a regular boss bitch by the end of the night.
It's all new to me.
How many shows have you done now? About 400? More?
Wow. 400? Jesus.
Yeah, we took quite a few.
Yeah, we're getting up there.
Different shows.
That's class, man.
Yeah. There's quite a bit of echo back tonight, isn't there?
Yeah, I think it's on Neil's end.
Am I echoing?
Neil, you don't have a pair of headphones. Do you have a pair of headphones or anything like that?
Yeah, actually, I have the AirPods. They work. Maybe. Yeah.
I think they're fine. They should work.
They should work, man.
You got them charged?
Yeah.
I'd like to welcome everybody in the chat. We've got Simply Alan Show. It's good to see you, Alan. We've got Stephanie. There you go. I said your name right again there. I mean, they used to call you. What was that? I used to call Stephanie.
Steven.
We have Dots. He's sitting there with a big cup of tea. We have, what's that guy doing?
Don't
there?
Try. I don't know. That's a new one.
EITA420X. Why do you have to choose difficult reading names with people that me can't understand?
What is that, Elon's kid?
It makes me wonder, you know? If you're Elon Musk, kid, drop his $10 million in the chat.
Exactly, right?
Oh, Neil, can you hear us?
There I go. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you, but you've kind of like froze.
Oh.
Oh, your screen's just...
It's like the webcam dropped.
Yeah, no, it's on my phone, so it's changed for some reason.
No, it's the spirits, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry, we're fine.
I was using this as the webcam because it's better quality, yeah. And I don't know what's happened, it's went out. I'm all right there, right, Gamper?
All right.
Hey, Lawrence, it's good to see you, my friend. That's actually, it's much better. Your camera's actually quite good. It makes you wonder, because sometimes spirits can actually interfere with your technology, because we it happens to Dakota quite a lot. And sometimes it happens to me.
Wow. I think the Mac, the phone definitely looks 100 times better, like, I think.
It probably does.
Not too bad, is it? Fine.
There's no an echo anymore. So Neil from Lost Souls Paranormal. I mean, can you tell us a little bit about yourself first of all?
Yeah, 2 seconds, just falling over. There we go. Sorry.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm Souls Lost Souls. Doing YouTube for the last year or so, paranormal, and just traveling about Northern Ireland at the minute and Ireland, but I have a lot of big trips planned this year. So the channel hopefully will be expanding, hopefully, and we'll get some mad locations under my belt. Fingers crossed.
Well, I must say I have been watching some of your videos, and some of them are really interesting places that you go. The forest was an interesting place that you went to the other day. You were all marching about and that. I turned to it and I was like, what are yous up to? And then I read the title, obviously, and I seen yous marching about. But how did you get into this kind of stuff? And tell us about your car. We'll keep that for after. But how did you get into this kind of stuff?
When I was 8 years old, my mom and dad lived like just one street away from my nanny, and he was always up and down the road. So I was coming down the road one day and I happened to look into this house and it was lying empty. And I knew there used to be an old couple with a load of dogs lived there. And I looked up the stairs and there was a boy in like grayish blue looking out the blinds, just staring at me. I didn't go up the street for like 2 years after that. I took the long way home. And that's just sparked my interest since then, basically. So I've been at it for, got to 20 years. So,
wow. I mean, that's a long time to be in the old paranormal. You're bound to have seen some strange and unusual things. I mean,
a lot of strange stuff.
What would you say when you were in your adult years was your first type of like paranormal experience?
He's trying to remember. Tain Holiday Village was one of the big ones that I would say that I went back into the paranormal as more of a skeptic. I was more of the TAPS era. Do you know when TAPS first came out? I was really into that when they used to do all the debunking stuff. That was the way I went into it. So I was doing a lot of debunking back then, and I'll still debunk a lot of stuff now. But that was the way I was at Tain. We got the weirdest thing ever, right? There was kids passed away in the pool, and there was like a hallway coming out, and it was always creepy, but there was a puddle, and after the puddle was kids' wet footprints walking up the hall to the changing rooms. And it was just like there's no way anyone could have recreated it, sort of type thing, I wish I was filming back then, like a long time ago. I wish I was filming. I go, wait, a long time ago, which has been really cool. I have had experiences, and we're talking about Leap before we started there, and I have had experiences in Leap too. Was one of the main ones, but I still don't think it's the hype. It's not as big as the hype makes out.
I think Leap Castle's got a lot of history behind it. And it is an amazing place. I would like to go there one day. But there's also Redwood Castle. That's an interesting castle too. I mean, that's an interesting castle.
Do you watch, there's Castle Ross Castle?
I've heard of it, yeah.
If you ever come to Ireland, you need to hit Ross Castle. It's a bit more of a B&B now, so it is, but that place is one of the most active places I've ever been. Do you know what I mean? So it's spooky. It's real spooky.
Yeah.
Especially if you stay in the keep.
Yeah, I will say this, right? Going back to Leap Castle. Leap Castle does have a lot of history behind it. What's that room that it's got? What's that special room that used to put torture people? They used to put them. I keep Jenny, you'll give me a row for this. Is it the Jubilee?
Up in the Bloody really Chapel.
Lift
all the skeletons out of it. Yeah.
I know.
Well, that's where I had my experience up there. But it's the Bloody Chapel is active, 100% active. So it is, especially as you say, the history, the stuff that's happened up there, and the betrayal and just the mad stuff that's going on in that room. But
I mean, Ireland is good. I mean, a lot of people think Scotland with its castles is old. A lot of people don't realize that Ireland has a lot older castles than Scotland. People don't realize that. And I, bad news, there's a castle just down the road from me down there that's, it was built in 1375 or something like that. And then there's a church next to me that was built in 1110, right? But a lot of people don't realize that if you go to Ireland, you'll get a lot older. You'll get a lot older in Ireland than here. And
there's some
islands,
of the, was it the,
where you go?
Go ahead, sorry.
No,
I was just going to say, some, is it the first Presbyterian church and all was here and stuff? It's like the so old, yeah, like so. Really old stuff. Yeah, it's just, it's mad. But
I mean, what interests me to you about Ireland is it, obviously you've had the famine, you had the Irish famine, and that was an interesting backstory. And then you've got like the Battle of the Boyne, which was even more interesting. I mean, the history in Ireland alone is really, really interesting. But could you tell
it's
us,
mad.
What about, what's your best piece of evidence you've ever got?
Now you're talking. now we're going through things here.
This is what I do. I put you off it, then.
Oh, he does this all the time.
What's it saying? Like, what is classed as the best? Because obviously you get, like, EVPs.
Nah, what's your best EVP?
The Grail in the Governor's House, I would say, mm-hmm. is one of the best ones. That wasn't that long ago, in all fairness. So that's the one that's on top of my mind, where that was the guy had a plantation in America, and he moved over here, and he brought slaves, and he brought stones from the plantation, and built like a mansion in wow. over here. And we definitely got affected in that place big time. But I heard a noise in this room, and then I turned around, and there was this big almighty growl, which is so loud on the camera. It's actually really, like, I can't even explain it. And I don't know what else could, I would recreate a lot of stuff, as in I would try and, if I catch up, try and do it again to see if it's not doing, you know, not paranormal, do you know what I mean, type thing. Do I need to see if I can do it? Like, I have a really mad picture, actually should send you, so I should, of a girl in a white dress in from a school on the Falls Road in Belfast, and it was caught on May Day, and that's the day that all the girls had to wear white dresses to school.
That's right.
So it was, right? And it was time I worked. I was working with Most Haunted back then, and I was trying to find locations. So I was taking videos and pictures with no one. Everyone was in the base. So I was making sure there's no one in the pictures doing all this here. And it looks like a black figure, like shadow figure, like with a wee girl in a white dress on there. It looks like a dad and a daughter or something like that there. The way the picture looks to me.
I would love to see that.
I'll send.
Yeah.
I opened up anyone. I said, if anyone can debunk this, debunk it. I actually went back a year later on May Day, and the same time of the day, the lights and all the sun shining in and all that stuff, and tried to recreate the same pictures, and I could never get the same thing, not even close to it.
That guy there wanted to be called Delta. What's that? The house with the cat. Why is it sometimes the right reading? This is really small.
That's the Irish Conjuring House.
Is that what that is? Mm. I didn't know Ireland had a Conjuring House. I didn't know Ireland.
Well, it's called the cursed house. The people in the house have got, like, the guy shot himself in the front room. One of the kids lost an eye. One of them drowned. I think there's a load of other stuff, like the mad stuff that happened, but we found a mummified cat in the house. Mm. Obviously, when houses are cursed, they'd obviously use mummified animals, cats and stuff and all to try and protect the building.
Do you know, that is so strange you mentioned that, because we actually had Leonard Law on the show, and he in Scotland, he talks about the witch trials and how they used a lot of houses in Scotland that's been renovated, they found like mummified cats. Usually at the front door of the houses under the floorboards.
We done a nightclub, which is random, years ago, and it had, when they were renovating the actual nightclub, they found the cats, they found black candles all bricked into the walls. So they did, and they had mummified. I don't understand this one, but like mummified like mice, which I've never heard of. Well, I don't know if that was just a.
Maybe they've went. I don't know. This is what they're.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah, something like that. But it's just random. So it was. So I never got any more interesting. In it.
I mean,
I'd love to know why they'd done it back then in that nightclub. I'd love to know because the person who showed us around didn't know anything to do with the history and we could never find nothing because it was just the nightclub.
What was the nightclub before it was a nightclub?
Oh, it was a bar and it was used in some loyalist killings. Right. I know that, but
did it have a house above it? Did it have a house? Did it have.
That's what I'm wondering. It's about six stories high, so it could have done, yeah.
It probably did, because I know with Leonard Lowe, he told me that they would put like a mummified cat under the front door and under the back door, every premises, to stop the curses and the evil crossing the door. So yeah. I bet you, if you had to lift the back door floorboards,
maybe one there was
another mummified, yeah. Yeah, it makes you wonder.
See what you're saying, actually. And actually, what you're saying actually makes total sense because that cursed house in we're talking about there, the mummified cat was found upstairs, right? But right at the back door, someone had pulled the panels off the back door, like beside, like on the wall, pulled the panels off. Mm-hmm. And we were just wondering if like some other animals maybe dragged it upstairs or someone's moved it or something like that because it looked like something was hidden behind these panels. There was like a panels and there was a gap behind it, like something was set in it, but someone's ripped it out.
See that's interesting. You see it belonged to, is it, what was it you said it belonged to again? Was it United Irishmen you said there? I mean,
oh, the
people, yeah, it could have been used to hide stuff. I mean, like, you don't know.
Yeah
And maybe people have thought, oh, they found all this stuff. Maybe there's an old antique gun or something and they went in looking for something.
The cursed house we're talking about, obviously it was a sergeant or something killed himself at the front, in the front room. So there was lots of random stuff. Oh, there was a... what was there? My head's gone now. That's where I seen the two legs, too. It was random.
The two legs?
Oh, yeah.
Do tell.
This is I kid you not. I don't know if anyone else has the same flipping phenomena, right? It's the shit that happens to me. Sorry, can I swear? Yeah.
Go ahead.
I've seen loads of apparitions like in the day, like, but I seem to see a lot with just legs. Does that sound weird? I don't know why. It's only like I become walking along and you'll see two legs walking towards you. Or you'll see the cursed house was the two legs running along and round the corner. And they're clear as day. It didn't even look like they're wearing trousers. It looks like the skin. Which is really weird.
It's interesting you say that. It's interesting you say that because I've seen spirits in this house that I'm in. Well, only one because there is only one. But I sometimes only see the top half of him. I never see the bottom half. Dakota?
I wonder why. I've only ever seen one instance where I've seen just the legs walking in. That was out of an old factory where obviously there's been plenty of accidents. So that's here in the States.
See, that's interesting. I have heard people telling me that I know people in my village that live in really old houses for the 13th, 14th century, and they've told me they've seen little legs walking up the stairs, just a set of legs walking up the stairs. And it makes you wonder, what, maybe they didn't have enough energy and maybe they could only really show the legs. What's that there, the son of the naked Bigfoot? Pete's in the chat there. Good to see you, Pete.
In the mountains here, the practice of putting chicken feet in the walls to ward off the home at the time of its building, also washing the foundation stones in pig's blood before placing them.
I've never heard that before.
And you wonder why you got weird shit going on, Pete.
Well, Pete's well known. His dad was the naked Bigfoot, one of the greatest paranormal people I know. But the things that Hartman has farmed is crazy. I mean, crazy. But it's true, because also, did you know, Neil, that for like houses that were cursed, they would put like a vase in the walls. A lot of houses that say they ward off evil, they would get a vase, yeah, and they would brick it behind the wall, usually in front of, near the exit of the house. So I bet if you to go back there and have a look round about, you would might find a vase.
What would be in the vase?
Dakota, what was in the vase again? He never really said, did he? He said, They put like stuff in it to like ward off. Was it bones? I think it was bones.
Bones were part of it.
Chicken bones, I think, was some of them. Pete again, wow. I think. Aye, and sometimes they used to get a piece of paper. In the olden days, they didn't use paper. They used like human skin and stuff like that, or skin or hide from an animal, and they would write down the spell incantation to stop the evil for coming in the house, and then they would shove it inside the vase and brick it up in the wall. See, a lot of houses here in Scotland, and I know people round about me, they've been renovating their houses from, let's say, the 13, 1400s. They've came across these vases, one at the front, one at the back. You leave them there. You can take them if your house is getting renovated. That Leonard Lowe's got quite a few of them that he's found. And it's an interesting thing.
Nice.
Superstition, it's superstition. You know, it's the ward off evil. You know?
Who comes up with this stuff?
Saying about...
Who comes up with all this stuff?
That is the crazy thing. Who comes up with this stuff? But you
who comes up with a stick of cat in the wall here, or stick of vase in the wall? It's going to help.
I know, right? Nowadays, I'll get you locked in a mental asylum.
Well, it's weird to say that. It's weird. I have seen the mummified cats. I used to look after carpet bowls, you know, the kind of carpet bowls that people play. And it was an old building from 1783, something like that, that was built. And when the place was getting renovated, they lifted the oak floorboards up, and there was a cat right at the front door. And I always wondered what that was, but then when Leonard Lowe told me, it was obviously a ward off evil, you know? And it,
I need to go back and watch this episode, because he sounds like pretty cool. All this stuff. Lowe's. Yeah,
if you want to go back and watch that, your shows, I can put a good word in for you. Yeah, you need to watch. I'll send it to you after the show.
Sounds pretty cool.
What's that? As Pete's just said something there, I've never understood the cat thing, but I've seen Stranger Things. Yes, you definitely have, Pete.
Yeah, chicken feet.
I've heard cats supposed to be like a void between worlds, but it's like, where do you? Okay. I'm going to put the kitty in the wall. The spaghetti goes away. I don't know.
But if you really think about it, cats, you know why they use cats, don't you? Come on. You know why they use cats, Dakota? Come on. The ancient pyramids, what did they have in there? Mummified cats.
Oh.
And cats are the sign of the spirit world. And they're used as like protectors of the spirit world. So obviously the cats represent like a guardian to that property. So that's what that is. That is interesting. Dakota's got loads of wee cats running about in the news. Actually, quite a few cats, hence nibbling on his wires.
It was a fucking joke, dude. I had to replace the damn mic cord.
See? Blame the cats. But anyway, do tell us about your car, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a very interesting car before we jump onto your UFO experience. Can you tell us a little bit about your car?
Me?
Yes, yeah.
I don't have a car.
Your car?
My car? I don't have a car.
So thank you.
That's it, Chris. We've had this talk.
is that car buried in the wall?
Aye, there's a Bugatti Veyron in the cellar.
the car. Right. So, listening house. I was at listening house about fucking 5-6 years ago. Amazing place, amazing location. I had a lot of activity in there. And when we left, we were driving along, turned my head, and there was a guy with a top hat sitting really straight up, sitting in the back passenger seat. So he was obviously startled us, and we asked him to leave, and we asked him like, you're not wanting to go back to where you come from and stuff. And to this day, he's still here. And I don't know if, because I've never been back to Liston House, if he wants to go back, but plenty of people have seen him, and it's got this stage where he seems like a really nice guy, because even my partner would get anxious driving. So she would talk to him. She'd be go off on the driving on her own, and she feels way more comfortable and relaxed because he's there chilling. Do you know what I mean? And people drive past me going, I didn't realize you're picking people up. And I was like, I haven't picked anyone up. And she said, there's a guy sitting in your back seat. And I was like, oh, no, that's not. That's a guy from Liston House. So it is. There's a medium told me, I think his name was Richard. Now, that was a couple of years ago. And I have to fucking go back, because I was actually saying to Joanne, I said, I need to find out actually what his actual name is, if it is Richard or not. But I don't really interact with him. I just get in the car. If he's there, he's there. And if he's not, he's not. And I just carry on driving. My partner would speak to him.
Out of curiosity, when it goes for its MOT, does the mechanic or anything ever say anything?
Do you want the weird thing is, right? Which is shows how much intelligence it must have, right? Because it was in the rear passenger seat, right?
Yeah.
And when we had our son, obviously he had to go in that seat in the car seat, and it moved from the passenger over the passenger side over to behind me, the driver's side. So he was behind me now, so he is, which is absolutely random. But I don't think I've never seen him in the house, so I don't know if he comes into the house or not. Do you know what I mean? He might be, but he's always in the car. You always see him in the car, and you never see him in the house.
It makes you wonder if MD, do you park your car in the street or do you park in the drive? It makes you wonder
in the drive.
It sees this guy with a top hat on sitting in your seat.
Well, that's it. Do you mean, like, we could walk past the window in the living room and we could see someone sitting in the seat, and we just go, someone sitting there, and I go, oh, fuck, it's your man. So it is. But like, you're not many places. Like, I used to protect myself all the time, and now I haven't protected myself in years, and I think I've got less like activity. And I don't know if it's because of him maybe blocking it. I don't know, because as I said before, like before starting the show, I haven't had much attachment since he's been in the car. Do you know what I mean? I haven't had really, whereas before it was constant activity, there was constant things going on, where since he's been here, hasn't, I don't know if he's like a bit of a protector too or something, or just looking out for us or what.
It may just like the comfy seats and the velour. Yeah, the what kind of car is it?
It's like, I got freaked out. You know what the weird thing is? I've changed cars like 3 times, and he's been in every car. Now why I can't understand. So to me, I think he's actually probably attached to me or something, but he only shows himself in the car or something. Which I'm happy enough. Like, I am happy enough, but I wonder if one day I go back to Liston House, would things change?
See, it makes you wonder. Maybe he's waiting for you to take him home.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe he thought I was just going for a wee drive. It's been years later. I'm still here.
He's going for a wee drive. I'll be back in an hour. To his wife, I'll be back in an hour.
They're putting out missing reports. There's missing reports going out for him.
I know. It's weird. I mean, I've heard they like ghost hitchhikers, and I've heard they like strange.
We have that right our way.
Yeah. Could you tell us? Did you tell us about that?
So it's up. The new line is called, and there's a lady in white been seen for years. I mean, she's up and down the road. People stop to go and pick her up, and she disappears because you're like, why is she on the road? She just keeps vanishing. But I actually have a story on that road with myself,
Do tell.
Back in the day, I used to have a wee scooter when I was like 16, 17. And I used to go to work at 5 a.m. So I had to go that road every morning. So it was really bad weather, really thick fog. I had the visor up because I couldn't see him. And I was just driving along the road. And next minute, this almighty scream, like the loudest scream I've ever heard in my life, just flipping screamed. And I just flipping just was like, wee! I crapped myself. I was like, I wasn't going to work the next day because I was like, I'm not driving up that road on a scooter going for this thing here. It terrified me. Now, obviously, we have the Banshee and stuff and all. So I don't know if it was that or it was the woman or it was something like an animal, but it was loud. It was like to me, it was like a woman screaming as loud as possible on the road. And it terrified me.
Louise. The Saint Louise from Emerald Isle's Paranormal and the old chant there.
Yeah, drinking shots.
Could I say it was the moped 50cc?
It was 100cc. Everyone else had a 50. And I was like, nah, I need to have 100.
Yeah, there you go. So it's not to 60 in 3 minutes then.
I know I got hijacked in that thing too. It was terrifying.
Wow. It's interesting because a lot of people don't realize there's a lot of roads that are haunted. And I know in the United States there's a lot of haunted roads, especially Scotland. I can't. When you go, man?
No, sorry. We have the most haunted road in the UK, sure. Really? Beside Lady Dixon's Park in Lisburn.
I've heard that.
That's meant to be the most haunted road in the UK. We investigated it, me and Gary investigated it, I don't know, 6-7 months ago. The road itself, we never really got much activity, but the actual park beside it, I was walking along and I looked up and there was this tree and I went, I don't know what came, you don't see these things flash in your head. The flash in my head just went, that looks the kind of tree that people would hang themselves or people could be hung on. Do you know what I mean? That was just what came through me randomly.
Yep.
But I was filming at the time and when I was editing the video, came back, it was exactly just after I said that, there was a noise of someone choking. We caught on tape.
Wow.
Ooh.
It's on my channel. You can hear them actually like gargling for breaths. So it's actually, I've got it on my YouTube channel.
I'll need to check that out.
That was a probably really freaky EVP, suppose, like, then. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that one. See, this is the thing. You're constantly out filming every week. You're hitting so many places and stuff. Sometimes it's hard to remember all your experiences and personal experiences and stuff and all.
If you to go anywhere in, say, Ireland, where would your top place be?
Do you know what? It's gone now, but it'll still be Tain Holiday Village. They've knocked it down and they're putting houses on it. And that place was active. As I said, the kids' footprints, we had me pushed against the wall. Not pushed against the wall. There's this big black mist came at us.
Yeah.
There was that thing crawling up the wall, whatever that was. It was just constant stuff going on in that building. So it was.
Seems Dakota, like has the cat been nibbling?
The cats are freaking out because it's too damn quiet in the house with everybody else gone.
See, if you to anywhere in the world, right? Now, if you to go anywhere in the world, everything was paid for you, no expenses spared, where would it be? You're allowed one place.
Probably one place. See, I love prisons. I'm addicted to I love prisons. Mm-hmm. So I probably want to do Alcatraz will be one of the top ones, definitely. I'm actually looking at the moment at going to Penhurst. Is it? No, Penhurst, isn't it? Yeah.
That's an interesting
there's quite a few places at the minute I'm looking at. That's probably one of the big ones is Alcatraz. I would love to actually do because I just love the history. I just love prison. I don't know why. I just love
it's a shame it's not a working prison, but I've got you in there for free.
Oh, fuck. Like the jail in Belfast, the Crumlin jail.
Yeah.
The activity in that place in the B wing that you're not even allowed in anymore. They've done all this C wing up, big fancy C wing, but B wing, that's the sex wing, that place is active. That place is one of the most. Do you know what, when you're ever been to a location and you just are just hit with a load of energy, and I mean just you just feel emotions, you just feel everything. It's just a wave of this intense. Like there's people swaying because they felt like they were getting hung, they felt like they were hanging, and the guy hung himself at the end cell. There's fag burns. There's a girl got a fag burn in her thigh, so she did. Mm-hmm. There was people throwing up. There was. Like it was just constant energy. B wing, Crumlin jail. I would love another night. I'd love to do that again.
I've heard the name. I've heard people talking about it.
But they don't do that stuff. They don't do private stuff anymore. And if I do private stuff, it's silly money. Everything's big money over here.
I know.
Like I was looking at prices in America. Some of the big locations in America, and they're like. $100, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some places, one place there's $40. If we had them over here, you're talking £1,000, easy.
See,
if not more.
I mean, I would love to days at Waverley Hills Sanatorium. I think
that's another one I was looking at.
Yeah, that place just intrigues me. Yeah, that place. Yeah. I'm going to let my co-host here ask you some questions now because I've talked enough, didn't I?
All right.
Have you? I've done nothing to shut up, man. So, after your last chat on with Emerald Isle, I hear rumored that you've had quite an interesting possible UFO experience. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, I don't know. It was Chris that said he reckons it was to do with UFO stuff. Was by the time, skipping time.
First resource to trust. I don't know what to say.
Skipping time, the weird dreams. But, I have something else that I said at the beginning of the show that I wanted to ask you a question about. So it was like, do you like deja vu? Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Could that be connected to aliens, UFOs, all that stuff? Because like, what I mean by that now is, how to say it? Like, telling the future. Or like, but say, for example, I can go into a new town I've never been to before in my life. And I can tell you there's going to be a red car driving around that road. There's a chippy around there. There's this or that. I seem to have these flashes that I've been there before. I know exactly what's going to happen. I can see like there's a person going to walk out that shop. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. And it happens quite a lot. It's happened to quite a lot in my life. So it has. Now, I did mention about the time, missing time. Obviously, we're on the certain roads in Northern Ireland. And my friend Carl from Dark Arts, he experienced some mad stuff too. He had time missing. He had weird lights in front of his car spinning and stuff and all, doing weird stuff. But I've experienced stuff like that in the past, but like weird gaps in times and all when I've been traveling and stuff. So I don't know if it is it all connected or is it just two all different things. I don't know much about UFO stuff. So I'm more interested in what you can tell me.
And really depends on the situation, but yeah, it could be connected.
So why would that happen? Why would you have that? Why would they do that, if you know what I mean?
When it comes to how these beings are, obviously with big, allegedly, in quotations, for them, what we consider psychic ability is every day. And if you have had some sort of experience, dealing with that energy could awaken something. And that's why you get targeted.
Right. So like for like stuff, like we've walked into forests and literally I've looked at my phone and I went, right, was half an hour here, 40 minutes here. And I've done, in my head it's 40 minutes, it's easy, like I keep looking at the time, 40 minutes, then next minute 5 hours, it's just vanished. And we're like, how's that work out? We're literally, do you know what I mean? Say for example we're going to do the essence method, it takes 10 minutes to do the essence method, 15 minutes to do the essence method, and we'll look at the time, be 11 o'clock. We'll come out of the forest after doing the SS method, and it'll be from 2, 3 in the morning. It'll just, hours just disappear. So it would. This is random stuff that happens to me. And I've talked about it before to other people, saying, like, where did that time go? Where did this disappear to? But it really just, it's weird.
That is weird.
I don't know. I don't know what can explain it.
That's weird, Dakota, isn't it? I mean, Dakota's the man for that. What do you think, man?
It's a little bit, but do you happen to recall anything else happening during these sessions?
No. Do you want the weird thing is the weird dreams after? But, like, you'd have weird dreams, like the door frame would be, like, warping. So you have the door, you'll be like, sitting here and the door will be warping. Everything will be, like, near enough, like, maybe like an acid trip or something. The things would be all, like, normal things will just be, I don't know, flexible. They'll be move all, they're all.
High, like moving, yeah. Like paint, yeah, as if they're melting.
Yeah. Shit like that, like, man. And obviously, I told you before, I've had that sleep paralysis type stuff and all, and being pinned to the bed and stuff back in the day, like, but that did scare me, in all fairness, that one. You're sitting screaming and no one can hear you.
No.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Have you experienced any of this stuff yourself? That's a yes.
Yes. Yeah.
The crafts, like, when they go to interact like that, it can cause both spatial and temporal distortion. It can mess with time, like, you can make it run slower, make it run faster. There's points where I swear I remember flying through my own ceiling, and one of my cats, they have scratched up the wall at the exact spot I remember flying out of. Like, they're trying to figure out how the hell I did it.
Mm-hmm. What? Not coming for you.
But why are they coming? Like, I don't get it. Like, obviously this must happen to a lot of people.
Because you're special. It happens, you know, to people with a certain... I've found that I've noticed watching Dakota and watching the people that he interviews and the people that he talks about, it seems to only happen to people that are... What would you say, Dakota? Like, their minds are, like, no clairvoyant. This happens to people with, like, abilities. I've noticed that. It's as if whoever they are
more interested.
Another question I was going to ask you. Are a lot of these people neurodiverse?
Quite a few of them.
Yeah. Because I think having stuff, because I've got autism, so, like, having that kind of stuff is more of a, as like a superpower, because we pick up things, we see things, we hear things way more than what a normal person. And I think that is definitely something. There's some connection to the spiritual world. I don't know if the aliens too or whatnot, but I definitely think there is something there. Like,
certain gray species, their behavior, actually, the ones that, hang on, now obviously there's going to be people that say, don't talk about the gray, they're all the evil. That's not the fucking case. But
yeah, some of them are right.
There are certain species of grace, their behavior is actually a lot like people with autism, but to them that's just, you know, their everyday. But one question I have for you, because this seems to be fairly common, it's not true in all cases, but, like, say a good 60%, if you were to slap a number on it, what's your blood type?
Good question. I don't know. Good question. I can verify that just in case I have an emergency sometime. I don't know, mate. I really don't know. I've never asked.
The next time you meet your doctor, just ask him.
I'm going to ask. What's the point with the blood? Is it
for all some reason? There's a couple different theories out there. Some say it's connected to, like, ancient Anunnaki, things like that. And for those who watch the show, I'm keeping it vague for a reason. But for some reason, O negative blood types tend to be more targeted by these things.
Okay. That's interesting. I'll definitely try and find out then. So, well, that's interesting. So,
yeah,
if you're saying the Greys are basically, they're like, they have sort of like autistic traits sort of type thing, basically. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. So is there a chance?
Ones I've dealt with.
What's the chances of like Neil the first people being Greys? And you're just not awakened, yeah? Is that just too extreme?
Well, I'll tell you kind of a personal story from my family. I didn't know this until later in life because I've been estranged from most of my father's side of the family for a number of different reasons, but apparently my father's mother, when I first found out about her, they would tell me that, oh, she can talk to angels. And I was like, okay, I got a crazy grandma. So I was also told that she was diagnosed schizophrenic at one point. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. But then I also found out that this same grandmother was apparently abducted, had her eggs harvested for hybridization. And because the babies had issues and they were needing mother's milk, they kept abducting her so they could harvest it. And I begged them to tell me more information so I didn't have that visual of my grandmother in my head.
That's crazy.
But it's not just Greys. There's several different species out there. They say with like government disclosure and stuff like that, there's at least 100 different, 150 different species that have interacted with our world throughout our history.
Yeah.
Some are part Grey, part reptilian, part human, part this, part that.
That's mad. It's so interesting. Like, it's so interesting. Like, the alien stuff, definitely.
Can you tell us that? See that on Emberdale's Paranormal Researchers, you told us about when you were driving, your car started to like. And you seen them in your. Can you tell us that story?
Yeah. So,
because I think Dakota was going to find this very interesting.
Right. So, it's the Spurn Mountains near Cookstown, where it's a big UFO flipping place. And we were driving to this abandoned pub. So, we're driving along this country lane and driving along, and the car started slowing down, like really slowing down, like just like. Near slowing down the really crawl pace, and then the next minute it'll just take off again. So it did, which was really random. But the thing is, there was two lights, which I thought were car lights, coming straight at me. So there were. So I dipped my beams. So it then sort of moved in for this car to go past, and it just vanished.
Mm-hmm.
It just like totally disappeared, and I was like. But then I said to Carl, who was driving behind me, and I said to him, did you see the two lights, the car coming to, like, looked at the two car come towards me? He said, I never seen nothing. And I'm like, you couldn't miss this, because they had a full beam on. To me, it was a car with full beam lights, like, going to get there, driving. And I was going, did you see the car slowing down? Because I slowed down to, like, nearly 10 mile an hour. So what did, and then all of a sudden, it just took off really fast again. So it did. And I'm not a slow driver. But I was like, what's going on here? which was really weird. Like, but then Carl, this road. This road meets in a fork. There's a pub, right? And that's the Derek pub. So we were on this road here. We're on this road here, and we got to the pub, and Carl a week before was on the road that forks at the pub. The same. So there's two roads coming off this pub. And he passed the pub a week before, and he had all the experiences. He had this car slowing down. He had all the lights. All the weird lights were shining in front of him and started spiraling. All his lights started spiraling and started going. Your door just opened behind you,
cats. Dakota. That's cat.
Okay.
I'm used to it now.
Paranormal. And all the lights started spinning and all, and started going all like weird and stuff and all. And they probably like were freaked out like, so they were. So it's weird that we've both had similar experiences within a week of each other, in the same area, forking this pub. So I don't know. I think aliens are 100% here, and there's 100% they're about, but I don't know much. Do you know what I mean? The aliens scare me more than ghosts do.
You think so? I suppose there's somebody there that look diabolical. I mean, but they probably
I don't know why. I think there's. I've always been scared of aliens, but I've never been really scared of ghosts. Aliens just terrify me. I can't watch it like a TV show. Like if I watch TV, any TV show with aliens on it, I'm literally like terrified for some reason, and I don't know why. I don't know why I'm scared. But yeah, I can go and stand in the middle of a room in the most haunted places and anywhere, and it doesn't bother me in the slightest. But then when it comes to dealing with aliens, I'm terrified, and I don't know what is.
I have found that the extraterrestrials out there are interested in the spirit world too. I've noticed that. So see, if you've got a really haunted location, there will be sometimes UFOs seen there. And they're either really interested in it or they're waiting there for some weird reason. Have you noticed that, Dakota, that they've got like a weird interest in the paranormal today?
Well, the Hellfire Caves, they're always hanging around there. You see UFOs there all the time.
Yeah.
The Spurn Mountains are obviously, they're there. There's a lot of abandoned, creepy haunted locations all through them mountains. Weird, man.
It makes you wonder as if they're either waiting for somebody to come along and investigate them so they can take you, which I doubt that, because they could easily just go to a city or something like that and just take the random person. Get what I mean? I think they're interested in the spirit world along as we're interested to. What's your thoughts, Dakota?
There's an overlap when it comes to spiritual and UFO phenomenon, but going to where you mentioned that for some reason alien shows tend to terrify you. Would you knock your shit off, you fucking cat? No, sorry about that. I was literally yanking at my cords again. I was like, you motherfucker. Anyway, has there been an instance as a child that roughly this fear started?
I'm trying to think. Not off the top of my head. I can think. I did run around some mad places when I was younger. Like, just trying to think. Not off the top of my head. I can think. Maybe it'll come to me, in a while or whatnot. But nothing I could think straight off the bat, like.
I know. Usually when someone has experiences, like, especially the one you're talking about, it wasn't just some first-time thing. It's been happening since they were kids. It's just that for some reason it gets either repressed because it was either too traumatic, or they say the ETs are doing something to us to make us forget because it helps them cover that.
Yeah. I've always been scared of them, Mike.
I've turned up at a house 30 miles away from where I went to bed one night.
Wow.
I remember, this is probably not connected, but I used to have a reoccurring dream, and it used to be when I used to live in one of the first houses, like I was a kid, and it was black and white. It was a black and white hammer. Used to keep going, bang, bang, bang. So it did, and I can't remember what else happened in it, but it used to terrify me. Like, I couldn't sleep and stuff and all. This was the most terrifying dream I ever had, or nightmare I ever had. And it kept being the exact same thing over and over and over again. Now, obviously, I haven't had it since I was a kid, like, but I remember for a long period, I kept having the same dream. There was a stage where, like, I wasn't actually sleeping in my mom's house. I was sleeping in my nanny's house because I never had the dream in my nanny's house. I'd only have it in Alexander Solwood. So
is Dakota, is Black and White Dreams, because I know that I've experienced Black and White Dreams and I think you've experienced them too, is that not like a suppressed memories? Is that not like something, because you've got to remember our little friends up there can change, you can give you like false dreams to make you.
It is actually, I think the number on it in official studies is that they say like 30% of people or something like that have regularly occurring black and white dreams.
Yeah.
But it is possible for it to be a screen memory. And if it's certain areas where it seems like this particular dream is being triggered, then there could have been something that happened that you just don't remember.
Got me thinking now. I guess go get hypnotized or something.
That's what I was just about to say. That's what I was just about to say is you need to get hypnotized and you need to go back. Because I bet you've got a suppression. You've got something that's happened to you. It makes you wonder when you seen
I've
that
got a lot
first
of...
spirit. It makes you wonder when you seen that first spirit when you were a wee boy. Was that a false dream that they've implanted in you? That was your first time? Because they've done it to me. They've put like weird dreams that shouldn't be. It makes you wonder.
It does. It's freaking me out now. Like, cause then there's gaps. Obviously, thinking back, there's gaps in my childhood I don't remember.
See,
so like,
the thing is,
I'm
going to warn you now.
Remember.
See, I'm going to warn you now that you've got to meet Dakota, right? Maybe not me, but you've got to meet Dakota, and because we've told you this now, that might have activated something in you, and you might start remembering things now. Is that right,
Dakota? Done that. I've driven plenty of people crazy. There's a couple that are in the chat that could probably validate that.
Yep, there's people in the chat in there it's happened to. You might start having weird dreams now when you go to your bed, and you might end up seeing like a black. I'm not going to say anything to give you any ideas, but I bet you start having weird dreams now.
I don't know if anyone else has this, if this is normal, but I have. Mm-hmm. When I go to sleep, I always feel like there's people standing around my bed, like watching. And I don't know. It's like when I have my eyes closed, I can see, you know what's weird? When I have my eyes closed, I can see them, like they're there. But when I open them, mm-hmm. they're not there. That sounds fucking nuts, man. But yeah,
it's no Dakota. I'm not. Just gonna let you take this.
Well, that's normal.
it happens, and one person that I would recommend you look into, she does actually live out of Ireland, but her name is Elena Denon. She's someone we've had on the show quite a few times, and
amazing person.
Yes, her stories are out there, but I've seen way too much weird shit happen with this woman mm-hmm. to really doubt her legitimacy.
I need to look into it. I need to go and look her up.
Actually,
yeah,
I know
plenty of books out there. She does regular videos. Actually, I need to freaking get a hold of her so we can get her back on here soon.
Hey, Jenny. Emerald Isles Paranormal Researchers. Good to see you.
Hey.
You know something? Maybe Lisa. I could introduce you to somebody that might be able to help you today. Her name is Lisa Fry, and she's a medium, psychic medium, but she also does channeling for her friends up there. And she does a lot, helps people can remember stuff and that, so I'll give you after the show our details and just say I sent you.
It's like the way you're saying there, the medium channel and stuff and all, what is it, I remember I went to someone like that before, like that, and they put me in like a weird trance type thing, and mm-hmm. I actually cried after it, which was really weird, but it was like I was walking through this greenery, so it was, and there was a African woman who was guiding me, and she was guiding me down this lane, and it was all greenery all over the show, and like, do you know what I mean, trees and stuff and all, and she guided me right down, and then she put me on a wee boat and stuff and all, and then took me out to this lake and stuff. And I don't know, it was my spirit guide or something else. But that's when the only type of channeling type stuff, like the dealing with that kind of stuff, that experience I got then. And that was a weird one, because I got really emotional after it. Like, it was like really freaky.
Yeah. It's, I'm going to say this. I bet you did experience something this week or next week. You, because you've met Dakota new, and because he's maybe triggered something. Honestly, I don't think anything bad's going to happen to you, but I think you're just going to start remembering things, wee things.
And then, well, I'm going to I'm going to Switzerland on Monday. So any weird stuff happens in Switzerland.
You're a bit in Switzerland. Are you going?
Geneva. Geneva. So God knows. Hopefully nothing spooky. Too bad. Nothing like I'm bringing my camera just in case. But it's just for my holiday, so it is.
Oh well.
It's for my 40th.
Before the end of the show, can you tell everybody where people can find you? We've got the link on the show tonight, but also Dakota's been sharing your show out. Where can we all find you?
It's basically YouTube. I am on TikTok and Instagram, but I'm not great on the socials. I really need to push them, so I do. But it's all under Saul's Lost Souls, so it is. But YouTube, I'm 40 on the 11th of April, so I'm trying to get the 4,000 subs for the 11th of April, hopefully. Fingers crossed. So we go.
It's all downhill when you turn 40. I'm 42.
Oh, don't tell me that. That's scary. I'm scared as it is. I'm terrified.
Don't worry, get you want closer to God.
Well, there is one other thing in regards to UFO experiences. One of the guys in the chat, DotsMC, he recommended a recall course that I actually personally took and helped a lot, and I met the guy that organized it. One thing he told me was that when he and I first met, he was very surprised to find out how old I was, because it's usually people in their 40s that first start awakening to the fact that, oh shit, aliens have been screwing with me all my life.
Yeah.
So you're coming of age, man.
Yep. It's happening. Don't you worry. You're going to go to sleep in that hotel room. There's got to be big bright lights.
I don't think it's quite see, that well. I'll be messaging you going, this is going on.
You'll see the wee guy stunning. We're here to take you to the spaceship.
I've got a flipping trip to the flipping ice glacier. You have to wait.
Oh no, they'll know, they'll just freeze time and take you.
Dude, they won't wait for you to get back from vacation. Trust me. I went to Florida to attend a conference, and I remember flying along in the sky looking at the people in the conference, and somebody actually caught video of the opposite perspective of a craft in the sky. And I'm just like, oh shit.
Why is America worse for UFO stuff? Why is there so much more sightings and more things happen in America? Because I'm a bit worried, because I'm going to America. So I am this year, and obviously I'm traveling through like 18 different states. So I'm a bit, I'm like, oh Jesus, this isn't going to be good. Me get abducted in America.
You'll be fine. Tell them you know me.
They'll bring you back.
Put you in the airlock.
The car just hovering in the air. They'll get fed up with me.
Yep. You're in for a treat. So, Neil, I would like to say thank you very much for coming on the show. And we'll need to get you back.
For inviting me on. I appreciate it.
And if it wasn't for Emerald Isles Paranormal Researchers, Jenny, there in the chat, I wouldn't have got to meet you. So thank you very much, Jenny, in the chat. Well,
nice meeting you.
And so we'll talk to you once the show's finished. But everybody, have a fantastic night. And we'll see you all soon. Right.